want to break free.
This is a Joan Deacon special. I don't know if he was trying to tell us something or whatever, but we made this record in LA, I think, in Los Angeles.
Yes. The record plant.
Record plant.
As it was in those days. Now demolished and has become a mini mall. I remember its jacuzzi very well.
Yes.
Yeah, John didn't write that many songs, but my God, the ones he wrote did incredibly well on the whole.
He was never afraid to strip things down and make them, as you know, bare and spare. And I think Freddie helped a lot with the genesis of this one.
Absolutely, yeah. Freddie would seize on it and work so hard on it.
Of course, this one gave birth to quite a well-known video, David Mallet at his finest, in which we all dressed in sort of Coronation Street style drag. And I think Freddie threw in, just for people's general amusement, the entire Royal Ballet into the centre of the video. I still can't quite work out why they're there, but there they are. And there they'll stay. Typically, he kept his moustache for the drag section and shaved it off for the ballet section.
Yes. I remember he got into a bit of trouble live singing it with false breasts at one time. Where was that? South Africa?
It might have been South America.
It's great having a lead singer with no compunctions whatsoever. There was no place Freddie was embarrassed to go.
What boundaries was that?
No boundaries.